2 o'clock on Dixon Street in the summer. This summer especially sends most people inside for air conditioning. Some are starting the weekend just a few hours early. Jo Stevens, though, is outside, and she is seeking inspiration.
I'm amazed at how many more ideas are coming through my head and how much fun it is just to give yourself license to be able to do that.
Jo is a literacy coordinator at Eastside Elementary School in Rogers. She's one of nearly 30 teachers participating in a writing marathon called the Dixon Street Scrawl by some. That's part of the annual Northwest Arkansas Writing Project. The project is designed to make teachers in the region better writers, which in turn, the theory goes, will make their students better writers. The writing marathon encourages participants to just write. For Zach Josted, a teacher at Bentonville High School, that freedom has eliminated intimidation.
That's something that I've really enjoyed about the writing project is, you know, all the writing that I've ever done really has been academic writing for, you know, for high school or for college or, you know, master's thesis or my honors thesis. And even my honors thesis, it was a creative writing, so it was supposed to be writing for fun, but it was still writing for school. So getting to come here and just kind of write for the sake of writing and just kind of let it all out there and be in a comfortable environment where, you get positive feedback and positive criticism. It's been a great experience for me.
Several hours before Jo and Zach were patrolling the streets searching for something to write about, all of the participants in the writing marathon gathered inside a room at the coffee shop Common Grounds. With fans worrying to beat the morning July heat, Charlakeen Mills, the coordinator of the marathon, offered advice.
Would you please do this for me? Turn to another person and say, I am a writer.
I am a writer.
Thank you.
The premise is simple. Set these teachers loose in small groups for a few hours to write as much as possible. Though other sessions during the several weeks of the Writing Project Summer Institute allow for group critiques of written work, anything written during the marathon is to be heard but not judged. Charlakeen Mills says these teachers should spend a day, as a writer does, putting words together.
The way you learn to be a writer, or the way you are a writer, is to just write and start with anything. And that's why it seems to be really easy for people to begin with their surroundings.
That's why the first piece written during the marathon happens at the coffee shop where the teachers assembled. Then, armed with a few more bits of advice, like buy something if you plant yourself in a restaurant or bar, the teachers are let loose. Chris Gehring, the director of the Northwest Arkansas Writing Project, says the marathon is designed to encourage more writing in the classroom in the months that follow the Summer Institute.
When we come to school every day during the summer, the teachers give up 4 weeks of their summer to be a part of the Invitational Summer Institute. And it's just, I think, a really good use of time and one of the best models of professional development that's ever been introduced in American education.
This year, the 15th year for the project in Northwest Arkansas, there are 15 invited fellows. Over the decade and a half of the project's existence, teachers from bigger and smaller school districts in the region have participated. Instructors from as far away as Fort Smith and Mountain Home have been in the project. For today's writing marathon, all 15 of this year's invited fellows are involved, as are many alums of the Summer Institute, participating in the writing again for this day. Chris Gehring says the University of Arkansas-backed institute follows a pretty basic concept. If teachers are writing and sharing their work, then students are more likely to want to write.
You know, we don't want them to be the sage on the stage in the classroom, but to sit down beside their students and show them, you know, elbow to elbow, how to write something and help them with something, ask questions. And that's what we do. And I learn and I become, I think, a better writer every summer that I participate in this. And I've been doing this at some level or another since 2002. So it's the thing that I really look forward to in summer. And I give up, you know, a big chunk of time that I could be using for other things, but I always get so much more out of it than what it costs. And I think that's really what the writing project is on that larger scale too. You know, we take a very small grant and do hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of work with a very, you know, a small $40,000-$45,000 start.
So I invite you now, to take a few minutes and write about your surroundings.
After the first 10-minute writing session is over and downtown parking rules are explained for the out-of-towners, the teachers are sent off. Four of them linger for just a bit before heading outside. Sookie Hines, Danielle Renfro, Jessa Bogard, and Helen Eaton are all from Fayetteville, and most are participating in the writing marathon for a second time, but not Helen.
But I know my writing project, Extended Family, I went through in 1998. That was a long time ago. And I know that whenever we're together, you write and you bond. And I hardly know anyone who's here because they've been through so much more recently, but I know that they have the same spirit, that we're going to write and we're going to bond together.
Each of the writers is allowed to go wherever their 2 feet will take them during the day and write about what they want, fiction, poetry, memoir, any way the muse strikes. All, though, are asked to make sure that they take a few minutes to write about what they can see at 1 p.m, what's called the Fayetteville moment part of the writing marathon. They'll share those observances at the end of the day. As one last nudge of encouragement, Charlakeen Mills quotes Beth Calloway, a teacher and writer who experienced her first writing marathon a few years ago in New Orleans.
And she said, how many of us as teachers can live the writer's life? For me, the writing marathon was my first taste of what it would really feel like to be a writer. It was the very first moment I ever thought, damn, I am a writer. And for those of you who are in the Summer Institute this year, you may be kind of feeling your way as a writer too. So we're hoping today will help you feel more comfortable knowing that, yes, you are a writer.
Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.